So I'm very pleased to say, with the sun shining and us reaching Friday at 10:30, almost, I'm very pleased to say we can chat to Joe from One Can Trust. A very good morning to you.
Hello, Colin. Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. The sun is beautiful today, isn't it? It's just beating down. I'm so happy. I love the sunshine when it comes out on a cold, chilly morning like today. So, yeah, no, all is good, thank you.
Do you think spring has arrived, or is it a bit early?
Oh, do you know what? I think so many people I've spoken to have just been feeling really low with this greyness and cold, and I'm just hoping that this is a corner that we're turning. Yeah, we need it, don't we? We really need this lift now, I think. It's been a long few grey months, and this is the last day of February as well. It's March tomorrow, isn't it?
It is, but Pancake Day's late. We haven't had Pancake Day yet, have we?
Pancake Day. When is that? Have I missed it? When is it, did you say? We've not had it yet.
We haven't had it yet. I thought you might ask me that. It's soon. It's it's normally in February. I'll look it up.
Yeah, we'll stick with the weather, shall we, Colin? We can do the weather. We're good at that. We've got this practice, don't we?
No, absolutely. For as long as I can remember, we featured One Can Trust at this time on a Friday. But for anyone who's perhaps new to listening to Wickham Sound or new to the area, tell us a bit about the charity and what you do.
Thank you, Colin. I'd love to. So we are a food bank based in High Wycombe. We're based just behind the train station. We're a charity that's been delivering emergency food parcels to anybody who needs help across South Bucks. In more recent times, we have grown and evolved, and we're actually no longer just a food bank. I think it's really brilliant that we can provide wraparound support in the form of a clothes bank. We've got a toddler group. We provide cookery classes. We have a cafe. And actually, our community support team are just such a huge lifeline to so many people, because they call every single client and just check in, see where they are, check whether they need any signposting, what help they might need. And actually, some people just want to kind of talk. So I think having that person on the end of the phone has been really valuable. But first and foremost, yes, we're a food bank providing emergency food parcels to anyone who needs help.
Pancake Day is this coming Tuesday.
Did I talk long enough to let you look that up? Well done. I'll get a note in my diary now. I'll get the Nutella in. Actually, no, it's got to be sugar and lemon, I think, for me. I don't know. What do you have on yours, Colin?
Yeah, no, sugar and lemon's my favourite. I really like trying different things, though. Banana and chocolate, I can recommend.
Ooh, that does sound a good one. I might have to. I'll let you know next time we talk.
Please do. Big thanks to Nick as well, who's let me know that Pancake Day's next Tuesday. Also, tell us a bit about what you do for One Can Trust.
Fab, thank you. So I'm the operations manager. I've been here for 5 years now. My job essentially is to oversee the running of the food bank, broadly speaking, to make sure we have enough food coming in for the parcels going out. We've got a little team, there's 7 of us in core operations, and about 290 volunteers at the moment as well. That number fluctuates a little bit, but the volunteers do all sorts of different things. I'm just going to spend a minute, if I can, sharing our volunteers and what they do in terms of picking parcels, delivering parcels. They go to supermarkets and encourage donations. The callers that I've talked about in the community support team, all sorts of different roles. We even have a really lovely lady who comes in and packs our eggs for us. So we buy them in big boxes with big trays, and we break them down into little boxes of 6. And a lovely lady called Penny comes in every week, and she does that for us. And, you know, some people are also stringing labels. So there's a whole variety of different roles. And, yeah, it's my responsibility to look after the volunteers as well. So, yeah, that's me. It keeps me very busy anyway, out of mischief, Colin.
Absolutely. And you must have seen so many changes, and obviously how the charity's grown and developed as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I joined, gosh, through COVID. It was a bit of a weird time, wasn't it, for lots of different reasons. But we had to keep everyone safe. We broke out into bubbles. We split the team in different directions and we went to a delivery service as well. That's probably the biggest change, actually. So rather than people collecting their food from different hubs around the town, we delivered. And that's a model that we've kept to this day, actually. It's proved to be very effective, particularly delivering down to Denham and Iver, you know, South Bucks. You know, there was no way we could expect people to come here. And we couldn't really effectively run a hub service from there either. But, you know, it has changed. It's evolved. And actually, it will continue to do so as well, I think. We're looking at our 3-year strategy now, just to make sure that we are what we need to be and being the best that we can be. I think it's very easy to not get sidetracked, but kind of think of different ideas. And I think we need to focus on what we're good at and what the community needs. So we're reaching out at the moment to talk to our donors, supporters, clients as well, actually, to hear their voice, and to shape our journey forward. So, Yeah, so watch this space. I think it's an evolving thing, isn't it? I wish we weren't here. That's all said. I really wish we weren't here. You know, why do we have so many food banks? You know, it's a crying shame. And we work with a lot of organisations such as Feeding Britain, Independent Food Aid Network, a lot of big nationwide organisations that are working hard to lobby government and influence change. So whilst we're not political, I think it's really important to share our data and our experiences to ensure that, you know, we are the best that we can be to look after our community. So, yeah.
It is really sad, isn't it, when you're hearing the news, especially with the energy prices rising, that the people are literally choosing between heating and eating.
Exactly, exactly. Although I'm rather kind of hoping, and often as we see at this time of year, particularly more sort of April, May time, demand does go down a little bit just as it gets warmer. People actually don't need to make that choice anymore. You know, it's a tough one, isn't it? And, you know, whether you eat or your children eat, it's an unacceptable choice in today's times. We shouldn't really be looking at this. And I think I may have mentioned it before when I was on, but the Trussell Trust, who are an amazing organisation, they conducted a piece of research looking at the cost of living, or broke down all the different prices for food, electricity, water, council tax, etc. And actually the amount of money that individuals would get through a universal credit payment, and it just doesn't balance. You know, that's the sad reality, that the cost of bills, you know, they haven't gone down at all. I don't know where interest rates are, but I know my electricity has gone through the roof. So, you know, if I'm finding that tough, there are many people out there who are finding it even tougher. And sadly, people just kind of run themselves into debt. So, you know, we work very closely with a number of organisations. I met just this week with Wickham Homeless Connection, another amazing charity in the town, you know, and talking about the journey, the sad journey that some people face. You know, you've got this choice between food and heating, you know, and you might give up the food, but then down the line, if you can't pay your rent, then, you know, you're evicted. And then where do you go? You know, and hence, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a really sad journey. So I think there's a lot of work to be done at the start of that journey to try and empower people, make sure they're getting all the benefits they're entitled to, making the right choices, signposting. And if we can at least help with that piece, hopefully, you know, together in collaboration with a number of partnerships in the town, you know, we can prevent that sometimes downward journey.
And your food drives are always really effective as well.
They are. They've been massive. You know, probably 25% of our monthly food donations come from food drives. They're incredible. So every weekend we're out in force in our yellow t-shirts at the front of supermarkets asking for donations. And the public are amazing. They're hugely kind, very supportive. This weekend we're going to be at Tesco's Princess Risborough, and we're also in Marlow, so we've got two teams out this weekend. So if you're in either of those shops, please stop by and say hello. Drop in an extra few items. If I can add what those items are, Colin, that'd be really great, thank you. We are short at the moment of meat meals, tinned tomatoes and potatoes. Deodorant, we've been short of deodorant for quite some time. It's one of those things, isn't it? When you think of food banks, you think, oh yeah, some pasta or soup, which is great. But actually, we all want a bit of deodorant, don't we? We all want a bit of shampoo. So actually, deodorant and shampoo is really low at the moment. And if you think, you know, if you're trying to go for an interview, basic things like that would give you the confidence that, you know, you're the best. I keep saying about the best you can be, but the best you can be walking through that interview door. So basic things like deodorant and shampoo, but also tea and coffee we're quite short of. So actually, our shelves are quite bare at the moment. We have seen quite a decline in donations. It's probably a reflection of society generally. You know, a lot of people are feeling the pinch having come through winter, but where people can, and if you can, please, if you could drop an extra few items in as you're shopping this weekend. In addition to the food drives, we also have our donation cages beyond the tills at pretty much all supermarkets, so if you're able to pick up a few items and drop them in those cages, we'd be hugely grateful.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't think perhaps this is wholly appropriate to be talking about this while we're on the subject, but Nick says maple syrup with vanilla ice cream makes an excellent pancake filling.
But you know what, actually, if you're struggling to put food on the table, it might feel like a tricky subject, but actually wouldn't it be lovely to give people a treat and to put in a few extra nice items, because sometimes those little treats can lift people. So, you know, it's sometimes just the little things. I mean, people, you know, we get donations, we pick up end of life, if you like, stuff from supermarkets, and some of the better supermarkets will give us flowers as well. And it's just so lovely to take flowers to our clients as well. And, you know, we've had tears on the doorstep from people. You know, they're so touched by just the simplest little thing of some flowers, which that supermarket probably would have thrown away. They'd hit their date, and yet we were able to use them. They'd still got a good few days of life, and it's brought some happiness to somebody. So, yeah, so actually, the little things really do make a big difference. They go a long way.
Especially daffodils at this time of year. They really brighten a room, don't they?
They do, and it's all out now, isn't it? The tulips are in, and daffs, as you say. So, yeah, it does make a huge difference. So thank you to everybody who supports us. We really, really do appreciate it. Can I actually add one more thing while we're talking about supporters? Can I talk about Brand the Bus, Colin? Is that possible?
Yes, please do, because the entries close tomorrow to get into Brand the Bus. It's a competition which we're running with Carousel and also Wickham Wanderers as well. You can win advertising. It's very exciting. Yes, and entry 23. It's like in the it's like the FA Cup draw, isn't it? Look out for ball 23.
It is. So, yeah, so we are entry number 23. Actually, so I think it's for people to vote. The closing day is the 1st of April. So we're on a push now for everyone to vote for OneCan, because, as you've said, you know, there's some great prizes. And thank you to Wickham Sound and also to Wickham Wanderers as well for supporting the initiative with Carousel. But if we get to win, which would be incredible, we can get to brand, well, we wouldn't do it, but somebody would very kindly for us, brand a bus with yellow. We'd just have a yellow bus bombing around town, which would be incredible. And also to have advertising space with yourselves, with Wickham Wanderers, and just actually to raise awareness of us, because, you know, in fact, just this morning, somebody said to me, she said, our numbers are down a little bit. Our numbers have decreased, which is brilliant. And I would love to think that actually people are less in need of help. But that person said to me, do you know, do people know you're here? And that is such an important question, because there may be people in our community that don't know about OneCan, that don't know that our help is here. So having a yellow bus, as funny as it sounds, but actually it's really important to raise awareness so people know that they can get an emergency food parcel without question from OneCan Trust Food Bank, the charity here in High Wycombe, but also for volunteers. So if they see the bus or, you know, something at Wycombe Wanderers or on Wycombe Sound, they'll know that they can volunteer with us in a number of different roles. And perhaps any corporates out there who are looking to find a partner, maybe for some volunteering for a corporate social responsibility objective or to donate, wouldn't that be amazing? And equally individuals in the community who might be looking for somewhere to donate to. You know, so for all those different reasons, I think raising our profile and increasing awareness in the community, so important. There's such a lot of benefit to maintain the service which we are continuing to do. So yes, yeah, so thank you so much for your support, Colin, and everyone at Wickham Sound, and yeah, for everyone who's listening that might want to vote number 23. So we have a link on our Facebook page, and hopefully by the end of today we're going to have it on the front page of our website as well, so that people can access the link and they can vote number 23 for OneCan Trust.
Yes, and you've got till the 1st of April to get your vote in. An excellent pitch from you there as well. And I was going to ask you as well, do you find that people are they more comfortable about coming to you for support? Because I know, you know, a while back there was quite a sort of stigma and people didn't really want to come in and ask for support. But as you say, it's great to know that you are there, and perhaps people feel happier. Well, not happier is not the right word, but more comfortable with coming to get support.
Exactly. It's a really important question, Colin. I'm not sure definitively what the answer is, if I'm honest with you, but I just think the more that we talk about it and the more that it's not normalised, because it shouldn't be normal, but I think if I can use that normal word in inverted commas almost, if we can normalise the situation that people come to food banks and it's less of not an oddity, but an unusual thing, if people are more familiar, more comfortable, they're talking about it, I think it's really important, because that helps to reduce the stigma. You know, it can happen to anybody, that's the point. And actually, that's one of the good things that came out of COVID, wasn't it? That, you know, people on 0 hours contract, the childminders, the people that are in public spaces that can no longer work, but, you know, suddenly they were without an income, and actually the bills didn't stop, did they? So, you know, I think COVID in that respect was great, and I think we need to continue that dialogue that there are people, and it can happen to anyone. You know, the major breadwinner in a family might pass or become ill, unable to work. You know, we see, sadly, increased cases of domestic violence, you know, a whole range of reasons why people, you know, people fall into debt. We talked about the escalating costs earlier, didn't we? You know, if you're making that choice of food or paying bills, you know, it's a worrying time for a lot of people. And I think it's raising that awareness, and people hopefully with that awareness and understanding will show us a bit more empathy, and that enables, I think, people to come forward without being judged. We are here. Just may I give the phone number, 01494 512 277, and the website www.onecantrust.org.uk. If anyone needs help, please get in touch, or indeed if you know somebody that needs help, you know, perhaps encourage them to pick up the phone or give us a call. We do work with many referring partners who know people on the ground. So whether that's health visitors or housing associations, churches, schools, the council, etc., you know, anyone on the ground who is in contact with the local community are referring people into us. So we try and reach people. We hope that by talking about it, we reduce stigma, but it's probably an ongoing piece, Colin, to be honest with you.
No, absolutely. Well, it's a real pleasure to speak to you, and great to hear what the great work that the charity's doing. Thank you so much, Anita, for your time.
Thanks, Colin. Thank you for having me. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, too. Great chatting to Joe Belshaw from One Can Trust, speaking to us here at Wickham Sound.
Across High Wickham and South Buckinghamshire, and on your smart speaker.
Play Wickham Sound.
This is Wickham Sound.